Our second reading today is the beautiful hymn from Philippians, but when read with the passion, it's rather damning. We hear in this great hymn, "Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend." God greatly exalted him. But what did human beings do? We see in our gospel today, they lied, they denied him, they handed him over, they abandoned him, they beat him and spat upon him, mocked him and abused him. All of these words used to describe how our Lord was treated in the gospel reading of the Passion. And brothers and sisters, this is not just history. We too have sinned. When have we denied the Lord, abandoned him, pretended we were not followers, accused him falsely of things that he did not teach? We who have followed him just as his disciples, who followed him for 3 years, when have we given in to the crowd and turned our back on what we believe shortly after proclaiming the Lord coming into Jerusalem? The church today, in her wisdom, invites us to give a brief homily, because what more can be said? And it also invites us to take time in silence, to merely sit with what our Lord suffered, what human beings have done to him, and to reflect on all that he suffered for us. Let us take that time now. Let us, together in silence, remember our Lord's passion, remember his great love for us, and remember our own sinfulness, that we may never repeat it again.